Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Miles, I have a charge on my credit card, and this telephone number is associated with it. Can you tell me what company this number is with?
Can you provide your zip code?
32257.
Thank you. And that was 32257. And the name associated with the account?
Jean Lindsay.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your account in our database. And what is the date of the charge? I've so far made it back all the way to the end of November. I'm still not seeing a Jean Lindsay.
L-I-N-D-S-A-Y?
Correct.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in this database. Let's see here.
What company is this telephone number with?
This telephone number is for several companies, actually a large number of companies, and we provide customer service for a very large number of companies and a very large number of products, all at the same office.
Okay. Well, it was for Bed Bath and Beyond.
I found your account. It was in another database. The wrong database came up when the call came up, but I located the account. Can you confirm your address?
Why do you need that?
Anytime that I'm assisting a customer, call handling protocol required by QA requires that I ask the customer to verify their address as well as their email address so that I may assist the customer. And when I've located the account in the database, it looked like you paid the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes to win the cookware online.
Okay. And that is legitimate. It's not a scam.
Correct. It is legitimate. Can you confirm your address and your email address?
My email address or my home address?
Both your email address on your address on Castlebrook as well as your email address at Gmail.
Castlebrook, it's 10522 Castlebrook Drive in Jacksonville.
Okay, and your email?
Maggie Jean 1948 at
Gmail. Okay, thank you. And yes, I do see that you paid the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes to win the cookware set. And currently, your odds of winning that cookware set are 1 in 1,000. And the terms of that offer do explain that you must cancel within 72 hours, or you will be charged for, and you will become enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a... Okay, let me go ahead and cancel the account to prevent any future charges.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That was not explained.
It was in the terms and conditions of the offer.
Well, boy, that sure did make it easy to miss it.
Okay, and I have canceled the account. There will not be any future charges. I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me get a... piece of paper. Okay, and that number is?
C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
681-385-361.
All right, let me read that back. It's Charlie, 681-385-361. 361.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, sir. I think you've done a great job.
Well, thank you very much. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you. I do hope you have a good day and a very happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
And a Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. And a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.